So I'm finally going. I think I'm going to also get. I have to get CNC 3 Red Alert or CNC Red Alert 3.
You technical. Have to get it.
Yes, I have every Command & Conquer game. That's main
you
game.
Command & Conquer buff junkie or whatever.
He is.
Oh, okay. I have Command & Conquer, Command & Conquer 2, Tiberium Sun, Command & Conquer 3, Tiberium Wars, Command & Conquer Red Alert, Command & Conquer Red Alert 2, Command & Conquer Red Alert 3, Renegade.
Well, Command & Conquer is an ultimate, other, you know, bad games. I mean, they're actually quite fun if you want to take the time to play them. So.
They can be, but, you know, anyway. But, oh, wait, hey, guys, didn't see him. Everyone over there getting ready to, I guess, watch us for the past 5 minutes. We're rambling on. But anyway.
Oh, we're recording?
Wow, this is a pass.
Yeah, apparently. Yeah. Hey, nice to break into our house, guys. And good thing we all got our microphones on and all wired up so you can hear us talking. And
Wow, apparently this was all prepared without our knowledge.
Yeah, it's amazing how things like that happen, isn't it?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
okay, that intro blew chunk. Sorry, guys. But seriously.
yeah, you might as well just call this title, This Show Really Blows Chunk.
We got our title for the year. Anyway. So what we're doing here, guys, it's end of the season for us here. It's Christmas time or whatever holiday you celebrate. It's a great time to get together with friends, look back in the past, remember all the stuff that happened. And for us here on the Tabletop Battlefield, we're going to take the next 40 minutes. And basically make fun of ourselves, so you get to see all the stuff you didn't get to see throughout the filming of the thing, and maybe some behind-the-scenes stuff, and if we got time, some other entertaining YouTube clips, and or not YouTube clips, YouTube comments and things that people have left us over the past 12 months. So, with that, let's give introductions.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Kyle.
And of course, I'm Jason, the creator of the Army Showcase, and hope you enjoy the second annual Outtake Spectacular of the Tabletop Battlefield! Welcome back to Season 2 of the Tabletop Battlefield, the official podcast of the Army Showcase over at www.tabletopbattlefield.com. As I mentioned in a really crappy intro we just did, this is the last episode of the season, so after this we're going to take a little break and be back in January, but what we do here in the last episode, well, this is only our second year, it's amazing that we've actually made it 2 years without something horribly happening.
Somebody dying.
Or
yeah.
Accident.
Or these two start fighting as they beg me to sit and they kind of...
Yeah, in between us.
They'll be fine, I hope. But seriously, though, the last episode we do here is we go through our old outtakes. So stuff that, you know, either happened before the show or after the show. Or in some of these cases here, I've got some extra stuff that got cut out of my real YouTube clips I do. And they're sometimes just...
Ridiculous
jokes or just kind of funny situations that come up that obviously we... Don't make in the show. But also, I should say, if you're actually coming here to learn something about miniature wargaming, try one of the earlier episodes in the season. You're not going to learn anything today. This is all fun. This is all us screwing around.
You're going to be heavily entertained.
Hopefully.
Yeah, maybe.
As long as the introduction wasn't a...
complete massacre of the show.
Yeah.
What was the title again?
Is this show completely blows chunks?
Yeah. Yes.
Welcome to episode 26... This show completely blows chunks. Now let's get on to our outtakes here. So what I've got here on the television in front of us is you're going to see the videos as we talk, as we play them. We're going to be in the background talking about them too. I basically took out, let's see, make sure this controller works. There we go. Okay, I got the controller working. We took out about, how many clips did I got here? Six 12,
per page.
I think it's...
Oh, five on the... Oh,
no,
six page.
That's 12. Okay. Like either, okay...
Well, Ryan, to the test.
Ryan and his cup.
Natural drugs.
So we got about 16 outtakes here. They vary in length and maybe 15, 20 seconds to a few minutes.
And we have not, Ryan and I have not seen what Jason has put on this.
And there's one I haven't seen yet, which Ryan, when we get to time for Ryan to talk about it. It's the one putting Ryan to the test. It's your
You're recording me cooking pizza? What? When was this?
That's because the first time...
messed up intros. Oh, I gotta say that.
Yeah, so let's just start with the messed up intros. So, you know, every time we always introduce our names, and usually by messed up intros, it's almost always me and my little spiel. Yeah, so here, let's go ahead and play this, and we'll have some comments in the background as we're going, so...
Let's do it.
Starting the video now.
I was screwed up.
It took about 10 seconds to screw up there. Showcase.
And one hand I've got Haterade tokens, and the other I've got So Sweet. The real question is, which one are we going to use more?
I do that probably about three times every episode. Yeah. Not every, every now and then.
I do that all the time when I'm doing my.
Oh, this was Monster Apocalypse.
This is the Monster Apocalypse review.
Hello, I'm Kyle.
And I'm Ryan.
And I'm Jason, the creator.
What's wrong with you?
I had to recall. And he started talking. I'm like, oh crap, I can't call. We got a whole day.
Stick to podcasting, okay? That's what you're good at.
Because I don't care enough to actually motivate myself to improve.
Yeah. That's what I have to do when it's really hard.
That's pretty much about me.
I see why it's so difficult for me to work with that guy now.
Well, I try. I believe me. I really do.
Yeah, you are. You can notice that I'm.
I've always fidgeting.
I always have my hands like together underneath the table. I didn't realize.
Army Showcase over at www.tabletopbattlefield.com, which of course is a great site if you want to store or manage or share your miniature.
And you have your hands.
And I'm Jason, the creator of the Army Showcase, and the battle for the end of the world is upon us. Wait, I screwed it up.
I tried to lift the box up, but too early. This is all planned out.
I'm Ryan.
I think Kyle's
laughing too hard. So I have to begin again.
Hold on. Move. Move.
Your turn to start, so. When you're ready, I'm going to try to do this.
Is this something I screwed up on?
I don't know who screws up there.
Hey, you have to start Kyle.
I think Kyle's
Hi,
I'm Kyle.
You can't get started.
But I got to say, I'm Kyle. I got an angry tirade.
I'm so glad I'm not in front of the camera right
now.
Welcome back to season 2 of the Tabletop Battlefield official podcast.
Why are we behind
Army
the camera this
over
time?
At Tabletop this Battlefield.
Is a War Machine
review.
Here's the more game
symbols. I'm having a seizure.
No, I was going with season 2.
Season 2.
Two.
Season 2. I don't remember that.
Welcome back to season 2 of the Tabletop Battlefield the official podcast, the Army Showcase, over at www.tabletopbattlefield.com. Well, we're going to try a very math topic this week. Actually, very math-based topic. So what we're going to be talking about is probability.
Probability,
let's redo that. I don't know if I start that.
I give it a 50% chance.
Yeah. That'd be pretty reasonable. Yeah, that's probably pretty reasonable. I usually screw up at least one or out of the three. Well, let's say 3% chance.
Yeah.
Okay, are we going to take turns or are we just going to go with whatever?
Let's go with whatever, because you're talking about Ryan being scared. Where's
Did I never talked about Ryan being scared.
No, yet. Ryan did.
Ryan did.
Ryan was mentioning it, because the one where he was working the camera for War Machine. Where's my, here we go. The
Rob Brutal Review.
This is, because remember War Machine I opened up with, I slammed the table a few times.
That's right.
This is the first run through of it here.
I'm Jason, the creator of the Army Showcase, and it's time to put up or shut up. There's no holds bar. Iron Fury review. If it hurts your pride or sensibility to see your favorite game get pounded, you better go home now. This review is not for sissies. This review is all aggressive, in-your-face action. This is raw. This is brutal. This is a tabletop battlefield.
Kyle's scared.
Holy breakdown.
That was pretty good.
That was awful.
Oh boy.
You didn't like it?
I'm about to wet myself. I haven't seen Jason that
much. Trust me.
No, it's the closest I've seen him to math.
Oh,
that's
no.
What scares me.
Yeah, excuse me again.
He's trying to be all manly here, and it's not working for me because I know him too well.
That's
part of the humor.
That's the worst part about it, because you know I'm probably not going to be able to contain myself, which is going to cause you to laugh.
I sound
which
drunk.
Which is going to cause this whole thing
to screw
up. I really
do sound drunk. I didn't realize how much I slurred my words. I explained in one YouTube comment.
Yeah, that's true. I do sound drunk.
Ryan is
cop. Ryan, Snowman is dying?
That little one?
That's Matt Snowman.
Yeah, because last year, our other roommate, he is a photography minor now, and he basically tried to do some artistic thing with a snowman out back, and
he left all his clothes out.
Okay, one more time. Yeah.
Oh, the snowman! It's dying! Who put that on there?
That's Matt's school project.
That's the conversation.
Why is Matt keeping that stuff out here? I'm surprised
it's still there.
It's probably, four days have been out there?
Yeah. I have a couple things to say about that project.
Okay, let's start. Thank you.
So that was just Kyle pointing, getting distracted because
the snowman was dying.
Yeah, there's some another point where we talked about me always being distracted by birds and things outside. Let's see,
can we go to where I'm, like, talking, because I really like to see, because I haven't seen the shed either, I just don't remember doing it.
Okay.
Talking about, you know, you and Kyle during, you know, before you guys come on.
All right, tell your story, and I'll explain why it says what it says, so.
Okay, this is when I'm reviewing my own review on HeroScape, right?
You don't remember?
I'm just making sure that
okay.
We have the same, thinking of the same clip. This is when I'm reviewing HeroScape on my own, and I review it really fast, and I have like five or ten minutes to kill. So I start thinking of, okay, what can I do? And I end up basically talking as if you and Jason are there, and I fill in for you guys' voices, and it's really messed up.
Yeah, we have not seen this one before.
This is why I keep on winking at the camera saying, I'm going to get my comeuppance on whatever you were ragging on me during the show.
So, the reason this one is called Putting Ryan to the Test, because there's another outtake. I don't know if I ended up including it in this whole set or not, where basically Ryan salts us for not having any kind of formal education on how to do television broadcasting compared to him. So this is basically him. Just how good is he at doing this formal television broadcast? And plus, he also makes some notes here because at first it's going to start off with later on in the show where he said a few things that kind of refresh you guys about before he actually did his tirade. So, and also, I haven't watched this either, so I have no idea what I'm getting into. There could be some F bombs in here for all I know.
Ryan doesn't swear
normally.
Better than this trainer.
I think it will be.
Actually didn't start train wrecking until you two showed up.
So he say he had it all down before you even got there.
It's okay. There's going to be a lot of... Jason, a lot of this...
What are you doing over there?
I don't know. I think I'm bored here.
The end of the year. Maybe.
Okay. I think, yeah.
Because this is my best stuff. This is some of my best stuff.
Oh, you really set yourself up good here, Ryan.
Hi, I'm Ryan, and as you can see, Kyle and Jason are here. That's because they're upstairs, not knowing that I'm down here. I realized looking at previous episodes
I was not able to review
HeroScape. So
I put the whole review in here. Hold on, I'm an idiot.
Kind of sneaking a little bit that way. And
since let's just kind of fast forward a little bit,
yeah,
and
okay, might take a minute.
No, it's gonna take one. Yeah, we'll probably take a minute. Your review is about 8 minutes long, I think. So,
okay,
we can just kind of cut this part out. I screwed up the editing, cutting out. Or we can look at it.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, here we go.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay, so now I'm 5 seconds into the podcast, when I should really have been.
Here we go.
Let me think about something else. Another thing I love about this game.
Best
I'll
stuff?
Go back to a love. Back to another so sweet, the adaptability of this game.
Wait.
Oh,
what?
Is this
our
practice?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
What did you do? What did you do? Other than this just, like, kept on going.
I think it'll be cool. You know
what? I think I was going to mess up there.
Okay, 1 minute.
Yeah, keep going. Me being bored and...
Man, now I got stuff to edit out. I'm irritated. Yeah, we can just kind of focus in on Ryan at that part.
Yeah.
Wait.
www.tabletopbattlefield.com.
Oh, no.
And as you can see, as I said before...
Which, by the way, you screwed up the intro there, because you called us the Online Army Showcase, which we haven't used that name in 9 months or 10 months.
Sorry.
Hi.
Yeah. Here we go. Okay. Now we're back at the right part we're supposed to be at.
5 seconds in the podcast, when I shouldn't really have been. Let me think about something else.
I don't think I did
that's right. Another thing I love about this game. I'll go back to a love.
Right now I'm thinking... I need to think of something else to say because you guys aren't coming down yet.
Like I said, the way that you can blend other characters...
We were doing something on the computer that day.
...into this field, this realm, this storyline. but also the adaptability of... I mean, the characters inside the box themselves.
Sure. Yeah.
And blah blah blah.
I'm speaking a load of BS.
I really
blah blah blah.
What I'm talking about right now.
Yeah. See, there you go.
this Jason, is some of your God, best stuff, seriously, Ryan?
God help us all.
See, I'm scratching my nose. Okay.
Okay. Wow.
Let me think.
How much this do you remember?
I know this is supposed to be a 24-hour thing, but please pause because I've pretty much gone through everything that I need to go through. So why don't I give a final review? That's what I'll do. Okay. Got it. Okay.
Keep.
Wait.
So, and yeah. Yeah, that's what I got to say. So.
What?
Why did this skip?
I don't know what just happened.
I'm just going to stand here.
Kyle. Did you do something?
I might have cut.
Well, I think you're just thinking right now. Well, of course I'm sticking out. I ran everything I have to say. I don't know what time it is. I didn't set the alarm clock right. And now I'm arguing with myself. I mean, how do you think that makes me feel? Huh, Kyle? Huh, huh, huh? Don't even look at me, Jason. You have no idea what I'm going through right now. The embarrassment, the shame that I've run out of words. And now... And
apparently you didn't really run out of words there, did you?
Now, keep in mind, I told Ryan he had about 15 minutes he got to fill. And he came up with his content all on his own and didn't get that 15 minutes, apparently.
It doesn't work all the time. So, what was that, Kyle? What? Speak some sense, man. Come on. We're on the air. You know, I don't care if you say you have no sense. Get some, okay?
Oh.
Just because everybody hates you doesn't mean you have to be a jerk all the time.
Oh.
What was that, Jason? Was I a little too harsh? Okay. Kyle, I'm sorry.
It's we have an assortment of very large books over here that you can do some damage to Ryan's coffee wish, Kyle.
Yeah, it's
that,
okay.
Jason? Is that better? Huh?
Yeah, how about this one?
No,
I'm quite calm today, actually.
There's only so much I can do here.
James Cramer's
Real
Money?
I basically just talk my mouth off. I don't even know what I'm talking about half the time.
Ryan needs to learn about real money,
you know
but... No, I'm quite content
with
right
that.
Now.
I'll let you guys talk. Yeah, go ahead, talk.
Wait, it's getting better.
Yeah, talk. Go ahead. What? What? What?
Why did you just throw off the table there?
Yeah, okay.
Something from HeroScape.
Oh.
So anyway, in closing.
That's how you do it.
Like I said, HeroScape.
No, that's right.
Great game.
Strange.
Buy it. Own it. Love it. And wait a second. I think I hear them. So I'll finish making fun of Kyle and Jason right now before they come down here and start beating up on me. So. Drop one. So, I hear an alarm. Oh, no, they're coming down. I'm going to pretend that I'm just, you know, not doing anything. Okay.
And that never worked out in Ryan's case as we walked down there.
Yeah.
That was your best material, Ryan? Seriously, come on, you can do better.
I liked it. Actually, it really got going at the end. I thought, and see, it's like, he who laughs, laughs best.
And since
unless there's no one else to hear
laugh.
Well, not everybody is because they just saw it.
Okay.
So, now we're going to decide who is crazier, Ryan talking to himself or me talking to myself. This is one of the tabletop
green
battles that I do for
YouTube
stuff.
Cooking with Jason, how to create all sorts of crazy, toxic, and somewhat healthy fun ingredients using quality, healthy choice products.
Hey, way to advertise for a healthy choice there.
The toxic ingredients.
Top, I feel watch Jason burn himself. He sticks his hand in boiling water. It's not funny at all. Stop wasting tape now. Did I mention I hate Comcast, AT&T, Verizon, Sprint, and all the other major telephone companies? Sorry to mention that. I'll stop wasting tape now. Today in Green Game,
it gets worse from here.
Today in the tabletop battlefield, we'll put the theory to the test: a watch pot never boils. I'm sick of this game. Sucks. Stop wasting tape now.
One
today
joke of it was bad enough.
Find out if a watch pot really never boils
again.
So I take
really?
On a brought a.
Really?
Today in the tabletop battlefield, we find out if a watch pot never boils.
Oh,
I go ahead
I mean,
and take
if
on
the tea wasn't worth
boiling pot of
bad
water
enough.
Steering contest.
I thought it might be funny the second time,
that
but it really
sucks.
Wasn't.
No.
Is that it? I wonder what would happen if you put one of those like WizKids figures inside here. Get one of those Batman Ashley figures you didn't like and kind of toss it in the pot.
And I wasn't here for this?
It's so tempting. If not, it'd probably produce toxic gases and everything. Well, it probably would. Melting plastic is not a good thing to be breathing in.
Well, you do have your mask.
Because, yeah, seal them up all in a tomb. Those Batman Ashley figures will never get out again.
This is, like, really,
creepy.
Yeah. I mean, it's just goofy.
Oh, boy. Don't never do that again.
It's a demon trying to come out of
here. Hey, everybody, I'm Jason, the Curl Army Showcase and host of the Tabletop Battlefield over at tabletopbattlefield.com. And, well, I got a pot of boiling water behind me, but we're not making any food in this episode of Green Gaming. There we go. I finally finished it up.
Except for the very end of that part.
How long did that take you?
I was probably there for 5-10 minutes, coming up with different crap.
Wow.
Should we continue on my ragging of various communication companies here? Did you put your phone away yet?
No, I turned it off.
Okay, good.
My phone's still on.
Oh, you're fine. You're
still on. Oh, wow.
Yeah, we're going off to a good start.
Okay.
Wow.
Sure. So let's go. Ryan, you can say talk first. Kyle? You can do it second.
Is that the GFS under there?
What's it does say Gordon Food Service, yes.
It does. What's it, like, what? Like,
it's just the terminology for crap.
Well, think about that, though. Like,
everybody do your...
That? Do you have your phone on you?
Yes.
You take, put this off the side.
Why, because it rings?
GSM phones mess with audio equipment.
How about my phone?
You're right. If you know what it's all about, if you ever heard like a show and they have it's called like the Durka Durka noise, it's like weird beeps buzzing. It's the GSM phone going off.
Okay.
Communication.
That's why I usually turn my phone off now. Yes.
I thought you at one point. Oh, that's some. I must have cut that part out. At one point, I believe Ryan accused me of being racist against AT&T because of I hate GSM phones. Which I don't know.
I don't remember.
I don't know how you can be racist against a company, but
apparently you can.
I don't remember.
Yeah, apparently you can. So let's see.
I claim not to remember that. If you don't have video footage of it, I don't remember it.
Oh, he has video footage of it. It's just that part of this DVD.
Do you think it's time to harass Kyle for a while, Ryan?
Yeah, let's do it.
Dealing with Kyle? Really?
Yeah, right.
Jason, Kyle can be an absolute pain to deal with before some of these episodes.
Oh, yes.
So this is the one myself, Kyle, and Owen were doing a MechWarrior stuff.
Do you want to introduce yourself first? Owen, do you want to go first?
You're saying you were going first.
I go last.
Oh, you go last?
Because I have a little idea to introduce the show.
Run the camera right now.
Yeah. Do you have a little tagline you're going to use or no?
Sure.
Okay, Kyle, you go first. You don't have a tagline.
Oh, this is awful.
Do you have one?
I have a tagline.
No, you know what? Mr. Giant Monkey.
Stop it. It takes Kyle about 10 minutes to get started.
No, it only takes me 10 minutes when you start antagonizing me.
Okay,
so the first 10 minutes are edited out completely?
Okay, Ryan.
And here they are.
I'll make the intro two or three times depending on how
because
bad
you will screw up
I
often.
I used to at least once do my little spiel, so.
We saw those earlier.
Because you're bothered by birds
and
things.
What did I say? When we say I'm bothered by birds and things, because I'll look out the window. And
no, that's fine. It's the curtains are going to provide a little extra light, so I don't have to use
you
my super
you don't have
big flood
that.
Light
that's the
to try
best,
to light this place.
Okay.
Oh, right?
Yeah, that's on YouTube, right?
Ryan was making faces, wasn't he?
Yeah, I was.
That's right. Ryan was making faces. I couldn't start this episode.
And I'm the Army Showcase, and we started this show 18 months ago looking at the future of MechWarrior, and well, things aren't looking too great, but what can we do as players?
Only got worse since then.
Find out this episode.
The day after Battlefield.
This was.
Oh, by the way, when I say Battlefield,
this was the one film before WizKids came.
Why weren't you playing when Jason did Battlefield?
I was just doing a little test demo there.
This was a test demo.
That wasn't actual intro.
One more time is
Apparently, I'm having fun with MechWarrior.
Yeah, he's back there messing around with MechWarrior figures.
So we started the show 18 months ago talking about the future of MechWarrior, and well now. Things aren't looking
and
too good.
And Owen's just looking at his Slurpee cup.
Down this episode of the Tabletop Battlefield. A little bit slower.
You're slurring.
Yeah, I know. I got to talk a little bit slower sometimes.
Slurring.
Slurring. He's
slurring.
Yeah,
I thought
he
said slurring.
He was talking so fast.
Sometimes the answer is to talk really fast and you can't understand a single word I say. So I got to try to remember.
Slow down. Okay.
I'm sorry. Are you English or are you retarded?
That's a low blow.
I'm sorry. I should. You know, I've been your friend for 13 years.
Yes.
You give me crap all the time, too.
I'm trying not to right now because I want to get the show started. Okay, ready to go?
All right.
See, finally Kyle gets going there.
Yeah, it's usually for like a good episode. That usually it's how long it takes for us to calm down Kyle and us actually.
Hey, Brian, you've been out of the wall with energy drinks. Let's go to that one.
Okay. Several episodes prior to this, Ryan was banned from having energy drinks on set.
And of course, he's totally in control.
Kyle takes Ryan to Meijer to allow him to purchase a set energy drink.
Just to say, vitamin water energy is terrible.
I mean, you're making me look sane to our camera. Hey, camera.
So you don't have an energy drink underneath the Jason?
No, no. It's
some apple juice.
You know, duct tape solves most problems, Jason.
He's like, what are you doing over there? He's
like, I'm doing my best Roger Rabbit imitation, I guess.
Yeah. What?
How's
Roger Rabbit does that. He takes a file and goes like,
does he?
Yeah, he does. Unless
he's laughing. Now he looks like he's like wielding like a knife ready to stab me.
Not my mask, okay?
Or the Batman Ashley like, figures in front of us.
There's a reason why you're banned from energy drinks, Ryan.
So we're going to start now as Ryan does whatever he wants over there. Oh, I'm innocent. Yeah, right.
You're innocent, yeah. Like,
well, my girlfriend never watches this. You know, I actually had Priscilla watch...
an episode?
Well, no, the best of, like the outtakes on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And she thought it was quite funny.
So the first one?
Send her a link. You have her Facebook, Kyle. Why don't you send her a link to this?
He can send... Oh, he won't send it to her. That's
no,
right.
You will.
Okay.
Let's see. Take it. She'll be like, why?
What do we got here? Yeah, that one's not even funny.
She's still kind of like...
I haven't said anything to her. I mean, I just have her as a friend.
Oh, well, we're on the topic of Ryan's girlfriend. Let's go with this, where this is only two episodes ago, where Ryan was up in his room, where his girlfriend is over, and we're trying to film a show, and we were talking about what we were doing.
Okay.
Well, it'd be more convenient.
About Kyle having a conscience.
Really?
Me having...
Listen. I should be courteous, whatever that is.
Oh, this episode. Okay, so,
you know, yes. For some reason, there's this annoying thing called a conscience. I keep trying to get rid of it, like pawing at my brain, but for some reason, it stays.
Ryan's anticipating what we're going to say right
Ryan,
now.
You know, the other guy, he's upstairs. He's the roommate. Well, Kyle doesn't live here, but Ryan, he's upstairs now with his girlfriend, so Kyle's trying to pick the most disturbing songs out of rock band and play them. And he's like, I guess. He would try to do it, and then he'd get about 2 seconds in the song. He's like, I can't do this. I have a conscience.
You know, Three of a Dead Man would work all the time. Like, I Hate My Life or Bad Girlfriend.
Creep was one I was going
That would work, out. Too. That'll work, too.
Playing Creep.
Yep. And Stephen Colbert, I'm Right Behind You, Charlie.
Death Metal.
Right, yep, there's Metallica, Iron Maiden.
Oh, no, I'm talking like Man of War.
No, nothing that hardcore.
Bolt Thrower.
No, nothing that hardcore. What's Guar?
Guar.
So, unfortunately, Kyle just couldn't go through with it, but...
What's Kyle Cook's pizza?
Oh, right.
I don't understand this!
This was right after we got done... This wasn't even actually... Right, shortly after we were filming a show, my camera was still sitting out. Uh-huh. And I let Kyle try to... I put the pizza in the oven and cook it. And the first time... This is the second time we opened the door. The first time we opened the door, the whole place is filled with smoke. I don't know what Kyle did. So, the second time wasn't nearly as bad, but...
over and over the show.
Wasn't as bad as the first time.
This is what we look at.
Nope, there's smoke though right there.
Yeah. We got so you can see it's still some smoke coming out.
You can see it coming right from there.
But it was just terrible the first time.
Yeah, that's not that funny actually.
Yeah, good. You take it out now.
That stove really needs to be cleaned.
Yeah.
Cleaned in like
ever.
Since we lived here.
Yeah.
That was almost 3 years ago. So what do we got here? We done messed up intros.
Natural drugs? Was that a continuation?
This is back about the energy drink stuff. Yeah, he's talking about natural caffeine. Like,
I need to find it. I'm going to be sad if I don't find it.
I'm going to break down.
What are you looking for?
Oh, there we go. Natural caffeine. That's what I was looking for. Natural caffeine. Okay.
Natural caffeine?
I don't know, but that's what it says on it.
What is that?
I feel bad.
I guess they extract caffeine from some plant or something.
That's the weird thing.
Are
like,
you okay?
Like when they have, yeah.
I sound
awful too because whenever I laugh,
when they say,
I can't control my voice.
You can become high on energy drinks. That's just, oh god.
Do not, note to everybody watching, do not become high energy drinks.
No, please don't. Energy drinks are actually really bad for you. There's only one brand of energy drink I know is actually really good.
I doubt that.
I can't promote it on the show, so sorry.
Ryan and his cup.
Oh, this is more of kind of Kyle's and his flower cup obsession, kind of a second step of it, except this time Ryan's freaking out.
Oh, that's right.
I'm freaking out.
I remember this one.
All right, I think we're all set.
I'm going to be disturbed the whole show.
Why don't you get the X-Men then one?
What?
There's an X-Men one.
This is an X-Men one.
X-Men's still becoming fun of it.
Yeah, you guys got the nice washer. I got the all torn up one.
There's another one, though. There should be another X-Men one.
Yeah, it's about 4 or 5 X-Men one. They actually...
I don't want an X-Men one.
Is there another Spider-Man?
I don't think there's another Spider-Man one.
I'll get my flower cup.
He's locked out because fire.
Some people.
He's becoming me now, and I'm becoming normal. So to speak.
No, you gotta have one screwball on the show.
Wow.
This is gonna be done. All of those. Still got some time left here. What do we have? We can our new lighting. Yeah, and Kyle learned some comments. Oh,
let's do Kyle learn some comments.
We'll save that one more, because that can lead into our YouTube stuff, our YouTube comments.
Yeah, well, how many videos do we have left to do?
Well, we probably have...
One more on that page, then. Energy drinks are banned. That one's just stupid.
Kyle Alvalu.
Oh, this is kind of a funny one.
Okay.
This is the War Machine
episode.
When
we were at the convention, we were talking about
it. Was the episode after we did Mission Comics.
Yeah, you guys walked me out of the convention here.
Oh, this one,
you just, like, go off, and then I call... Oh, yeah, we're at a convention. I'm like, what?
And I got a 102 degree fever. Shut up, Kyle. I'm like talking to you right now.
Yeah, pretty much.
That was an adventure.
Like, that was the conversation.
On my own, no way. You're going.
I was quite upset with you.
It's okay. I didn't know about it until like an hour. Okay, we're rehashing old stuff.
So, you ready?
Yeah, we're already wasted 4 minutes, so.
Okay. So... Yeah, because that was about our Michicon coverage when we did video reviews and interviews, whatever we did. I mean, my brain shut down. Because it was a 2-day convention, and myself and Ryan went there to cover it. I didn't even tell Ryan until an hour before the dang thing we're going to games convention.
Yeah, I thought it was just going to be a Friday night thing. Here it was a whole weekend.
And then I wasn't called up at all.
Yeah, I didn't even tell Kyle at all for whatever reason. And Kyle called me once at the convention.
Probably for a really good reason.
And the first day, I got horrifically sick. Mm-hmm. At first, I had upset stomach. I was basically, because we left the convention for a little while to go because Ryan needed to go buy a high school graduation present for somebody. So when Barnes & Noble, I'm sitting in the chair almost ready to throw up. And I'm like, oh, this can't be good. So I went back to the convention, made it to the rest of the day doing like 3 interviews with people. And so there's one point where the last interview, Kyle calls up. I'm thoroughly irritated at this point. And I'm like, I'm just completely up, feeling terrible. Because I go home and I basically lay down and I watch 2 episodes of Babylon 5. And then I have a 104 degree temperature fever. So I'm like, I'm just completely sick to my stomach, probably some type of food poisoning. I don't know where I got it from. I didn't eat anything at the convention. I ate like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich all day, and that was like it. So I fall asleep. I can barely sleep that night between the 2 days of the convention. I get a freaking horrific headache. And of course, you shouldn't be taking any kind of Tylenol or aspirin when you got a fever, because that basically messes with your body in terms of fighting the infection. So I laid awake for about 4 hours. Or not very little sleep, but it was 4 hours while I still had the fever. Finally, around 5 in the morning, about 4:35 in the morning, the fever breaks, so it's back down to normal temperatures. I'm like, all right, fever's gone. I'm going to go ahead and take some of my headache medicine, which, like, it's Excedrin Migraine, which basically is loaded with caffeine. Nice. So now I'm totally wired on caffeine at 4:45 in the morning. I can't sleep, so I'm downstairs painting my Games Workshop Warhammer 40K figures. Ryan wakes up at 6.
So that's how I need to paint my more... miniature war figures, just take a caffeine pill.
Yeah, get high on caffeine. So he wakes up at 6 o'clock in the morning. I never get up that early. And I'm down here painting figures at 6 o'clock in the morning. And he's like, what the heck are you doing, Jason? But I do manage to make it through the last day of the convention. And I survive. And we got a pretty good show out of it. So
yeah, it was fun.
Too bad I wasn't there, too.
You weren't there to cause trouble. We'll try to have another convention. I want to go to Origins this year, but I don't know if we're going to be able to. That's down in Ohio, the biggest convention of the year.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So I don't know if we get... So. That's just one thing I want to work on, so...
Okay.
Is that all? Is that the last thing we got then?
Yeah, on that page, that's the last one.
Yeah, okay. So we've got, there's so. Two left over here, right? Our new lighting. Oh, this is just us talking about new lighting setup I got back at episode 21.
A little frustrated. And now when we review this thing, we'll see Jason with the eyes going like...
No, we'll see Jason actually yell at us today on the episode of the Battlefield.
Notice the lighting? I mean, how Jason fixed these lights? It's almost like pure broadcast style. I was giving Jason this great
day. Every day.
Yeah. So, yeah, I like that.
Don't touch them. They'll fall apart.
Yeah, please don't touch
them.
Where did you get them anyway?
Hey, it's not an episode of the Tabletop Battlefield without me being yelled at.
You know, take a picture of them, Jason, so you can show them to the fans, just because, I mean, it's ingenious the way you create them, because on the top you have, is that a strainer? It's like a plastic spaghetti.
Maybe you should, that'd be another episode next season showing how to make lighting.
Go behind the set and see how Jason makes actually.
Oh, here we go.
I think, see the light.
I think once
and
I get done with
burns.
The obligatory Simpsons reference.
Yeah, a little brighter in here this time, isn't it?
Yeah, I totally.
A little brighter.
At least
it's not like
I don't watch
blinding brightness where you see that one spot. It's like, that's God. I can't look at the camera without my
eyes. We were talking about with originally
the other light,
we had a 250 watt,
which like drained our power from our apartment.
You know, you could use that as a
Well, these lights are similar
light,
power levels. They're
light.
Combined
light.
Around 200, 250, 300 watts.
I mean,
on the SWR. But it was a single light source that basically the way I had it set up. It was like right at the camera, so if you look at the camera, your eyes would just melt because you're staring right in this bright light. It's like, oh!
And you had foil behind it.
Yeah, this way it's much better, so you don't actually, the lights are off and you're off the side like it should be. So you're not actually looking at the lights as we're looking around, so it's a little bit better. But on the topic of going like back into behind the scenes studio, probably what I'm going to end up doing here, because I'm rebuilding the set for season 3 as we finish up here. I'll probably do a little behind the scenes so you can see all the new stuff, and I'll show off the lighting and stuff then. So that'll probably go up on YouTube between release of this episode and start of next season. So, well, I guess I only got one outtake left that I thought we could show. But as Ryan mentioned earlier, there's a whole lot of stuff I could have shown because there was a recurring joke that kept going over and over and over again about a YouTube comment that I thought Ryan wanted to ignore, but he wants to discuss it. So.
Yeah, why not?
All right, well, so this is talking a little bit about some YouTube comment stuff. So what we're going to do after this little video here...
All the flowers.
I meant to put that down on Kyle's side of the table, the flower cup, but he threw a fit and we waste more tape. Now I can...
That's if
Kyle
throw
put
fit.
His microphone on that
and
not just noise,
you
know, curious.
He's looking forward to it. It's become tradition now.
Yeah, it was tradition.
I violently opposed tradition. Okay.
You violently opposed tradition?
Oh, the flower cup
stuff. You violently opposed the tradition of it.
Oh, really? Do I? I really didn't think so anymore.
He is really nice tonight.
Yeah.
I don't get that.
It takes a few angry YouTube comments and he changes his attitude. What do you know?
It's not the angry YouTube comments. I realized there was some actual, you know, some knowledge throughout them, and therefore, you know, I want to, you know, adjust to what
How
the
can
consent.
How do you take a look at YouTube comments, Kyle?
What's that?
He does on occasion. He
every once
those.
In a while.
Yeah, I mean, I do too, and I'm sure Jason does too, so keep in mind, we do look at YouTube comments, and I've commented on a couple of them already. So.
I don't.
I mean, I get notified every time someone makes a comment, so I see every single one of them. Let's see, where was the one that we want to discuss? It was one of the StarCraft ones.
Yeah.
It was in StarCraft, either the second or third video show.
The second or third, yeah, it's one of the, let's see, part three, we'll try part 3 of 9.
Timer set up, 3 minutes. First topic, I want to talk about the...
Let's see here, what...
What comments?
Yeah, we're looking for it. I totally understand. I totally understand what the guy in the middle... Oh, that's not it. No, it wasn't three. It
totally
to
understand what the guy in the middle is saying. Yes, thank you.
That was Jason.
Okay, it's got to be two then. No, he was in the middle in that one.
Oh, you were in the middle in that one?
That time he was in the middle.
Okay.
Somebody actually understands what I say. That's just...
Well, he was saying it makes sense as to what you're talking about being a defender in the game.
Yep. But I had no clue.
Here we go. Here it is. From the poster, Damn Well Amazing is his name. That's a nice name he's got there.
Yeah.
You want to read it, Ryan?
Yeah, sure. Okay, where is it? Okay. The guy on the right is doing well.
That's me. I was the guy in that video.
Wait, I'll save the middle for last. The guy on the left is awful.
Yeah.
That's Kyle.
That's me.
That's probably the angry YouTube, one of the angry YouTube comments.
The guy in the middle will be my wife.
That was Ryan.
And I'm thinking that might be a particularly bad thing, but...
Well, only if you're into monogamous relationships.
Exactly. So Kyle, what was the ongoing theme for, like, a couple episodes after that when we found out about that? What would you keep on saying?
I kept referring to your husband, yes.
My engaged...
Yeah, future husband, yes.
In half the outtakes, the first half of the season, was Kyle referencing that joke in some capacity.
Yep.
It was absolutely ridiculous.
And I stopped.
He finally stopped that for
it. Well, yeah, he had to.
He finally beat the dead horse, cut it open, tossed a grenade in, and the carcass was obliterated. So,
or a whale.
Can I make this announcement now, Jason?
Yeah, you can make the announcement.
Okay, I have to officially call off that engagement because I found the love of my life, I hope, and eventually will someday get married. So...
that's only about 8 weeks.
Yeah, it hasn't been that long.
When you meet somebody, it just, you know, it happens. So what was the guy's name again?
Damn Well Amazing.
Okay, Damn Well Amazing. Sorry, met somebody else. I have to call out the engagement.
And that guy has +5 to his comment rating.
Wow, there's a lot of people pulling for you, too.
Yeah, hey, you know.
So... I should make the announcement right here. Ryan decided that he's not... No, I won't say that. Oh, I'm not logging to YouTube. Oh, you're lucky. But some of my other favorite YouTube comments. We got a few minutes left. There's one from part 8, which I... No. Stop the video. Stop the video.
Oh, no. I know which one it is. Oh,
yeah. One guy who really liked our show. It was,
yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. I remember this one.
Yes.
Is this it? No, it's 9. Here's,
we have to just say we do not approve of this.
Oh, yeah, we do not approve of drug use in any way, shape, or form. It's just a hilarious, absolutely hilarious comment.
If it's something that helps you get through our show...
No.
Ryan does not endorse or represent the views of the tabletop battlefield.
Watching our show, if you're doing that...
I
mean, we might joke about something like that every time, like, it takes that to watch our show.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous.
No, oh, it wasn't part 8. Crap. Oh, man, now I'm going to be spending the next... Anything you can think of as I try to track this down, this one comment?
Are you sure it's one of the last episodes? Or one of the last YouTube vids?
I don't know.
I thought it was like 4, 5, 6, 7.
I thought it was nearby the comment of...
me being engaged.
Yeah. I thought it was... I really thought it was closer to the beginning.
Okay. Why don't you just have the stuff printed out in advance, Jason?
Because that would have made sense.
Yes, exactly. Usually you're better than this, Jason.
Jason's supposed to be the responsible one of the group.
Screw it, I can't find it, so it's not that funny. So with that, I guess we're about ready to end the show for another year.
So that's a YouTube comment we're going to review is me being engaged, that's it?
Yeah, apparently.
Okay,
Ryan's apparently quite upset with this because
I can do one more.
I mean, we do have a lot of good comments from people saying, "Hey, you know, love the vid or whatever on the show." So that's really good. I mean, all the negative stuff is.
The most recent video already has 4 comments. Oh, geez, really? What did I do? Oh, the new opening. Heck yeah!
Yeah, the new opening for
the Recon Report.
Yeah,
that is
nice.
That is sweet. Like how you tweak that a little bit.
Yeah, actually sat down and made one. So yeah, check that's on December 13th of the Recon Report. It's kind of fun. The other funny one was on my I did a little hands on with World of Warcraft miniatures, and for anyone inquiring about the particular topic, we had here we go. Dilly Productions wanted to know. Hey, do you think you can send us a starter kit? No. Sorry, guys. I don't have any starter kits to hand out. I don't get anything free. I buy all my stuff, and I probably will always buy, 99% of the stuff we review in the show I will buy, because we have got free items from companies on a few occasions.
But it's very rare and far
very
between.
Rare. So, we don't make the game either. I don't know if maybe he thought we made the game, but we don't have anything to hand out to you guys. So
we find it flattering that you'd think we would make the game, but no, we really don't.
So I can't find the other one, but I guess the basic just the funny one I was trying to find was like the guy was basically said, I got totally stoned and found your episodes absolutely hilarious. So we don't endorse drug use, but it's nice to see people are watching our stuff and enjoying our work. So
no matter what they're doing.
No, we would rather not have them at
all. Any last things you want to say for the year?
I already gave my announcement. I'm good.
Okay, anything else for you?
No, I've really been pretty calm today, so...
Yeah, wow. Very common.
What a way to finish stuff off, you know?
I mean, it's
this
the end
really
of the...
It really does blow chunks.
It really does.
This wasn't a very good episode.
This was probably our...
Maybe we need any more energy drinks. That might spice things up a little bit.
Or maybe you just need another husband.
We'll think of something fun for next year for the purchase, guys. Yeah. But yeah, essentially that's it for the year. We're done until...
Yeah, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Well, there we go.
At least let me finish. Okay, since he just can't, he's worse in talking to me than I am right now. Yeah, so Ryan can just shut up for a while.
Yeah, I'll just shut up.
Duct tape solves all problems.
We're pretty much done until the end of the year, so I'm probably going to release this one a little early. So, yeah, so with that, expect us to see Season 3 back. We'll start back up. I'm shooting for the first week in January, so like the 8th. The first full week of January, which would be the 8th, maybe the 14th, we run late. But until then, have a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. We'll see. Have a freaking awesome New Year. And you want to sign off, guys?
I'm Ryan.
And I'm Kyle.
And I'm Jason. We'll see you again in 2009 in Season 3 of the Tabletop Battlefield.
Copyright 2007-2008 Rock of Software, licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial License.
The intro music down with everything is by the transfer and is acquired from www.podtapebiter.com and is used under a Creative Commons license.